Green Under Pressure news briefs Friday, October 19th. From CBS News, Dr. Ruth Etzel, who was put on administrative leave by the Trump administration, says she got the sense that the government has absolutely no intention of taking any action toward seriously changing lead in children's environment. From the Houston Chronicle, the EPA is gathering public comments and information as it weighs allowing oil companies to pump wastewater into rivers, streams, amid oil companies' claims that it's treating wastewater from their operations better these days. In 2016, the EPA banned municipal sewage plants from accepting wastewater associated with fracking. From Anthropocene, another peer review study says heat waves, stretches of wet weather, long-term climate warming, and hurricanes all take a toll on mental health. Those with lower incomes are reportedly most affected. Electric vehicle advocates say that sometime this month, 1 million electric vehicles will have been sold in the U.S. Meanwhile, Senate Environment and Public Works Chairman John Barrasso, Republican, Wyoming, introduced legislation to end popular tax credits for EVs. According to a study published in the journal Nature Communications, the old city of Dubrovnik, which is on the Croatian coast of the Adriatic Sea, is one major storm away from a flood that could cover 10% of it. That city dates back to medieval times. The only standing house in Mexico Beach, Florida, to have survived Hurricane Michael, according to the New York Times, is being offered to FEMA for a few weeks by the home's owners. The home was built to withstand winds of 250 miles per hour. We'd love to connect with you on our Facebook page and on Twitter at Green_Pressure. I'm Rita Rich.